This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah! Good morning, good morning!
Right back at it on The Fan in New York. I was just here. Didn't even sleep, ready to go. That coffee just hit. Keith McPherson on The Fan, filling in for BT and Sal. You know the number to dial. Let's get into it. Starting with the Yankees, because to the victors go the spoils, positive energy, the good vibes are back. Like, did you have fun watching that Yankee game last night? Did you have fun thinking you were going to see a perfect game last night? I did. I couldn't move. Nobody move. Don't do anything different. Whatever you're doing, stay where you are on the couch. I wanted to take a shower. I couldn't shower. I didn't even change my picture in picture. I had Strike Zone on and MLB Big Inning. I was listening to Odyssey Mets Radio. I'm like, I'm just going to do exactly what I'm doing. Maybe we see history. And, you know, it was coming off of the Yankees making history with their second game hitting 9 home runs. And the Yankees sweep the Cardinals, they sweep Tampa, they're handling their business, right? They go 7-1 against the teams that you're supposed to beat, the Minnesota Twins, the St. Louis Cardinals, the Tampa Bay Rays. They handle business because they have to. There is no time to lose a game here. There is no time to make a stupid decision. There is no time to not play your best guys, not make a move with the bullpen. You know what I'm saying? Like, the urgency is there, and that's all you want. When they pitched Devin Williams that Friday night against the Astros, it broke me. I said, I'm done. I'm off the ride. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. If that's what you want to do, if you want to throw Devin Williams so bad with the game on the line in the same week that he blew 2 games in Texas, it's malpractice. I lost it. I came from the stadium. I came here. I sat down to do my show, and I'm like, they're not serious. This is an unserious bunch. Well, you know what? I guess they had to hit that rock bottom, then have old-timers day, and have Joe Torre in the building talking about the boss and how the boss used to keep Don Mattingly on edge. Have Jorge Posada in the building talking about how, yeah, maybe these guys got to get a little angry. Maybe they don't need to be everybody's friend. Willie Randolph talking about, hey, nobody fears us anymore. Team's got to know you're facing the Yankees. You're about to be in a dogfight. You know, all of those little things that you heard. And then, you know, Max Fried struggled. They lost to the Astros. But then the Minnesota Twins, our pals, those nice guys are there for us. And they don't complete the sweep. And I remember being at the stadium that night and you're scoreboard watching. You're out-of-town scoreboard watching. You're looking at what Toronto is doing. You're looking at what Boston is doing. You're looking at what Seattle is doing. And you're hoping that the Yankees can seize an opportunity. And they have in this last week, right? Toronto just lost a series to the Pirates. And as they lose 2 games out of 3 and you win those games, you're in a good spot. Looking at the standings right now, and you just heard in the update, like the Yankees are 12 games above 500. The Yankees are 4 games back, but only 3 games back in the loss column. The Yankees, if the season ended today, which it never does, but if the season ended today, they're hosting the wild card series. Bonus, they get 3 extra games in October. And that brings me to my thought right now that will eventually get us into the Mets. It's eyes on October. This is New York. These are 2 of the highest payroll teams, right? These are two teams in the top five of attendance. These are teams with superstar players, guys that make 40, 50 mil a year. There is no missing the postseason. There is no even like just barely making the postseason is a failure. And sure, you want to get in the dance and anything can happen, but these teams have expectations of getting to the World Series. The Mets were two games away from the World Series. The Yankees were in the World Series. It wasn't that long ago. October wasn't that long ago. And here we go as we are now days away from August, the dog days ending. September, the last month of the season. You should be rounding into form. Your team has to evolve. The Yankees have evolved, right? Cashman had an opportunity at the deadline to add a couple players to this team. Jose Caballero has starred in these last few games. He is a pest. And yeah, he's annoying as hell. He annoyed me getting thrown out last night. You can't do that. But, you know, he's an agitator. And sometimes when you add an agitator like that to a clubhouse, it changes things. It has pushed Anthony Volpe. I feel like since that day, Caballero got traded from Tampa in Yankee Stadium with a smile on his face going to the other clubhouse. That has pushed Anthony Volpe. Volpe now is on everything. He's fielding everything. He's throwing everything in the air. His bat got hot, and we're waiting for that to come back, and I think it will against the Boston Red Sox. But just adding a Jose Caballero who can play right field, who can play third base, who can play shortstop, who's going to steal bases, who's going to get under the skin of the starting pitcher, catcher, good, right? Amed Rosario was out for a little bit, but he's back. Austin Slater, they added, right? He's out. Ryan McMahon, they added. And Ryan McMahon hit his first homer in St. Louis. I expect him to hit a homer against the Red Sox. And then obviously what the Yankees did, the most important thing, the number one thing they had to do was add to the bullpen. Camilo Duvall's been an adventure. He hasn't been good, but he's got a live arm. He's got good stuff. They're going to figure it out with him. We don't even have to mention Jake Bird. He's not with the team. But David Bednar, going back to last night, David Bednar has been a bulldog. He's been a good closer for the Yankees in a handful of opportunities to save the game. But you got to pick him up sometimes. And last night, you know, going backwards, before we even got there, talking about Cam Schlittler, that young man, oh, the Yankees don't develop any prospects. The Yankees don't have any prospects. They don't develop homegrown pitching. Look at this kid. I'm watching the game right now on, yes, Encore. I can't wait to watch this kid fill up the zone with his fastball. Can you hit it? I don't think you can. Right? Throw that cutter. Looks like a slider, that cutter that's like in there and then diving away. And then dropping a curveball in there, 12-6. Can you hit it? No, you can't. I mean, he had like a six-pitch inning in the third inning where you're starting to think, hey, he's rolling. And this is a guy who has made 7 starts. You love to see it. Will Warren has been solid as a rookie. You love to see it. And you didn't know that. You know, every season you need probably 10 arms to make starts. The Yankees have had Carlos Carrasco make starts. Marcus Stroman make starts. Clark Schmidt, whose season is over, makes starts. Ryan Yarbrough, who we're waiting to come back, makes starts. You kind of forget, right? Now, Cam Schlittler has made 7 starts, and he grew last night. And Boone gave him a little bit too much of an opportunity to grow. Probably should have taken him out as soon as that first hit. You know, Chandler Simpson got that knock. Should have probably taken him out there, but whatever. He was great last night. And then Luke Weaver comes in, gets the job done. And then David Bednar struggles a bit, but as they're down there at George M. Steinbrenner Field, I couldn't help but think about the boss. The last game that Tampa Bay will play against the Yankees in our spring training facility. George M. Steinbrenner, when that ball got laced in the gap, I felt like the ghost of George blew that ball down, not to go out so the Yankees wouldn't be walked off. And as I'm sitting in my apartment trying not to wake my baby and my wife up, I'm saying, they got to win this game. Handle your business. Finish your breakfast. Don't play with your food. This is a game that you're supposed to win. And then you get the heroics in extra innings from Giancarlo Stanton, who before the game started, people were crying, why is he not in the lineup? Hey, they're being cautious with him. We'll talk about that today. Him and Judge in right field /DH. When is Judge coming back? Judge not being on the same page as Booney, getting their stories crossed up. Stanton being sore after playing 3 straight games against Minnesota, having to rest. And what a luxury. Didn't need him against St. Louis. But man, he is on a tear. He is on a stretch right now that they are comparing to his MVP season. He hasn't had a stretch like this since he won MVP in 2017. Katie Sharp wrote, Giancarlo Stanton, in his last 30 games, he's got a .362 batting average, a .429 on-base percentage, an .830 slug. This is the second time in his career he's had a 30-game span with at least a .360 batting average, .420 on-base percentage, .825 slug. He did this in July of 2027, a span from July 26th to August 27th, that month where I was saying this guy was going God mode, baseball God mode. I remember watching it. I remember going down there to see him hit 60 in Miami. He came up short, but I went to that series. And here is a guy that wants to go back to the World Series. Here is a guy that is like, hey, I missed a lot of time with the tennis elbow, but he's so dialed in. He hits that homer, and you're thinking, okay, here we go. Our fortunes have changed. The vibes are back. Things are better in Yankee land. We're going to win this one. But who's going to get the save? Who's going to finish the game? And it's our other closer, the closer we traded for, that had the job, lost the job, had the job. Now he's low leverage. Devin Williams has to go. And Devin Williams strikes out.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
The side and the Yankees win. 888-808-1019. What a great night last night for the Yankee fans that didn't lose hope, like the team didn't lose hope. For the Yankee fans that are always glass half full, for the Yankee fans that always believe, for the Yankee fans that are sitting at home saying, yeah, there it is. We've got enough hitters. Trent Grisham with two home runs. Yeah, Austin Wells, turn it up. Fight for your position. Fight for your right to be behind the plate, catching a perfect game through six innings, and then you hitting two homers. And you know what? Eyes on October. And when I have my eyes on October, I'm looking at David Stearns. When I have my eyes on October, I'm looking at this Mets team as I watched that game last night. And, you know, Tampa Bay is a team with 61 wins. Tampa Bay is a team that the Yankees have to beat. You can't afford to lose to them late in this season. And the same can be said about the Washington Nationals with 51 wins. And after the Mets smacked them the night before 8-1, easy. You got to follow up. Kodai Senga's got to be better. Kodai Senga is an issue. Kodai Senga is a guy that was signed by Billy Epler. Kodai Senga is a guy that's making $15 million, 5 years, $75 million. Kodai Senga with the ghost fork, right? He's missed so much time. He's been a disappointment as a Met, but he's a guy that was penciled in to be an ace. And you can't rely on him. He hasn't had a win since June. I don't know. Like Kodai Senga's got to be able to overcome. The Mets' three-game winning streak ended, and it's disappointing, and that's a brutal loss. Because with eyes on October, David Stearns, it looks like you don't have enough. Francisco Alvarez injury, that changes everything. And you saw it last night. Now this team is relying on Luis Torrens. Luis Torrens, who had another catcher's interference. Luis Torrens, who got beat up behind the plate with foul balls. Luis Torrens, who had a pass ball. Luis Torrens, who you're forced to put in the lineup and the ball will find you. It will land on Luis Torrens to ground out, to ground into double plays. Mets fans last night asking why they didn't pinch hit for him. Mets fans last night looking at a guy that you did get at the deadline, Cedric Mullins, who had two hits but couldn't come up clutch in the sixth inning. And Mets fans looking at this lineup where, yes, you have a high-priced lineup. Juan Soto. Juan Soto had opportunities to hit a solo shot to tie it. Couldn't do it. Had a two-pitch at bat that he grounded out. It's got to be better, right? Even though the Mets were able to fight back and overcome, it's got to be better. They go meekly into the end of the game. I think they finished the seventh, eighth, ninth inning, nine in a row. Going down, nine in a row, not being able to fight back, having a glass jaw. And Kodai Senga was the first one with a glass jaw. A little bit of trouble. He got into a little bit of trouble. And all it took was some soft contact, right? C.J. Abrams beating him to the bag and then a sack fly. And, you know, they're facing some AAA players. They had a guy out there who tripled with number 81 on his back, Drew Millis. Like, this is the New York Mets with this super high payroll, with the highest contract in American sports in Juan Soto. They brought back Pete Alonso and gave him $30 million. He's the highest paid first baseman in baseball. Brandon Nimmo last night, like, they gave him an eight-year contract for a center fielder. And it's an issue with him with his neck. He's had a neck problem since 2019 where that can flare up at any time, where he said last night he couldn't even look up. So then he can't play the outfield. He can't have his at-bats. He's got to come out of the game. You're forced to put Starlin Marte in there, and you're starting to see how thin they are. Not just with the lineup, but with the pitching. We raved about Jeremy Hefner's pitching lab, right? Because when Kodai Senga started this year, he had a 1.39 ERA. You know, in his last few starts, he's got a 6 ERA. We raved about Griffin Canning, who was signed for $4 million. It looked like a steal. All we did was praise David Stearns coming off of last year's OMG Grimace run, where we probably should have gave those players more credit. We probably should have looked at that team and saw the chemistry they had and said, stick with that. David Stearns probably should have looked at Luis Severino and Jose Quintana and said, yeah, let's run it back, instead of pivoting to Frankie Montas, Clay Holmes, Griffin Canning, and being where you are right now with this rotation, where it's like David Peterson is your ace. You hope. And hope is not a strategy. Steve Cohen said that. And I think it's strange that we go from Kodai Senga, who was signed by Billy Epler, and you had Chris Bassitt, and you could have brought back DeGrom, and you threw all this money at Scherzer, you threw all this money at Verlander, and now you don't have enough pitching. It was great to see Nolan McLean. He came out, he competed. I like that guy. Oklahoma State, former quarterback, football player. He's got some moxie about him. Can he do it again? He has to, right? They did bring back Sean Manaea, and Sean Manaea's on the mound today. And this has to be his best start. You cannot drop a series to the Washington Nationals, the 51-win Washington Nationals. I know he's got the elbow issue, the loose body. So what? You're pitching. You're there. You got to perform. And the Mets lineup has to show up. Nimmo's probably got to sit down. Nimmo's probably needs a day, you know, and I feel for him. This guy's sleeping in a hotel bed. He's got a neck problem. But that's kind of crazy, right? It's like, this is a guy you're relying on, and that can flare up. You need more. Vientos almost hit another homer. He's been good. He's got to be in the lineup. Brett Beatty Bonds, as I call him, he hit a homer. Those guys got to keep going. But, man, there's something going on where I don't know if it's Mendoza. I don't know if it's, you know, Lindor not being able to lead the team with Soto, and then Alonso, we know he's going to opt out, but there's something going on where they're not able to rally enough. You know, I named this team the Make It Happen Mets because I watched them in 2022 make it happen. I remember being on air. I had Steve Summers call in, shout out to Steve, and it was a game against the Phillies where Steve said the game was pretty much done and, you know, the Mets weren't going to come back. And I'm like, I don't know, wait a minute. And they came back that night, and I'm like, this is the Make It Happen Mets. They imposed their will. They were an inevitable team. Last year, the way that they hit, the way that they pitched, they were an inevitable team. You knew that they were going to hit a grand slam, a home run, string together hits. Whether it was Jose Iglesias legging out a single, whether it was Harrison Bader with a timely home run. And you know what? We gave David Stearns so much credit in year one of that group. And now I'm looking at David Stearns saying, okay, why didn't you get a starter at the deadline? Now I'm looking at David Stearns saying, you see Cam Schlittler, a young kid, rising to the occasion for the Yankees as I'm watching him pitch in here? Is Jonah Tong going to be ready at some point? Okay, maybe not. Brandon Sproat has to be ready. We need answers because you went out and got Tyler Rogers and Ryan Helsley and Cedric Mullins at the deadline. You went out and got rentals. So that tells me that you're making a push this year to get this team back to October. And the bar is set at the NLCS. You got to get back to the NLCS. And with this lack of pitching, with this lack of starters that can go past the fourth, fifth inning, it's not cutting it. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll get to the phones. Programming alert, I have Deesha Thosar joining us at 11 to talk Mets. I have Brian Hoke joining us at 12 to talk Yanks. And Art Stapleton joining us at 1 to talk Giants before they play in this last preseason game. Let's have some fun this morning. Shout out to everybody that's at work. Guys with the hard hats, guys in the warehouse, guys in the office, in the cubicle, wherever you are. You got me until 2. Keith McPherson on the Fan, filling in for BT and Sal. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
This is Sal Licata. If you live in New Jersey, you're...
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.